From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Iraq's leader says human rights were violated by his troops in Mosul. The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has acknowledged that Iraqi forces did commit human rights violations in the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State, but maintains the crimes were individual acts and the perpetrators would be punished. Abadi spoke Tuesday after videos circulated on social media showing troops hurling captured IS suspects off of a high wall in Mosul and then shooting their bodies. Some of the most recent evidence surfaced after the Prime Minister declared victory last week, including a video showing a soldier shooting an unarmed man on his knees. Abadi's acknowledgement comes as Human Rights Watch said international observers found an execution site in West Mosul, and it has other evidence showing Iraqi forces wantonly killed men as they fled the city at the end of the battle to retake Mosul. Iraqi forces regained control of Mosul after IS dominated the city for 3 years. Hours after certifying that Iran has been complying with a 2-year-old international nuclear agreement, the U.S. has slapped new sanctions on 18 Iranian individuals and groups. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nord said Tehran has violated the spirit of the deal.
Part of what the JCPOA agreement says is it's supposed to contribute to regional and international peace and security. And we believe that some of the actions that the Iranian government has been involved with undermines that stated goal of regional and international peace and security.
Newart spoke of the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Newart said Tehran's malign behavior includes its ballistic missile program, support of terrorism. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman says the point of a dinner at the Group of 20 summit was to facilitate informal contacts, and the German leader was not surprised or confused by anything that happened. The White House confirmed Tuesday that President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin had a second previously undisclosed conversation at the summit in Hamburg on July 7th, this one at an evening dinner following a concert. A foreign affairs columnist who says he spoke with two people who were there said attendees described the meeting as startling. Merkel's spokesman, Stefan Siebert, wouldn't comment Wednesday on specific conversations, but did say the dinner did exactly as hoped to produce a lively exchange between many participants. He said the chancellor, in any case, was not surprised or confused by anything. A Thai army general was among dozens of people convicted in a major human trafficking trial in Thailand. The judge began handing down verdicts Wednesday on more than 100 defendants. The defendants, including military officers, police officers, and local politicians, were arrested in 2015 after the discovery of dozens of shallow graves in the jungles near the border separating Thailand and Malaysia. The graves were part of a camp where human traffickers held migrants hostage until their families could pay the ransom. Many of them died from either starvation or malaria. Venezuela's foreign minister says the country is moving forward with plans to elect members of a new constituent assembly, despite threats of new sanctions by the United States. Referring to President Donald Trump, Samuel Mancanda said, "We have a president who enjoys humiliating his neighbors." He said he can't with Venezuela. Government plans to hold a July 30th ballot so the Constitution can be rewritten to quell an ongoing economic and social crisis. It follows Sunday's opposition-led referendum against the new assembly, in which more than 7 million ballots were cast. A Turkish court on Tuesday ordered 6 rights activists, including the country director of Amnesty International, to remain in custody for allegedly aiding a terror group. Adil Esser was detained July 5th, along with 7 activists and 2 foreign trainers, one each from Germany and Sweden. John Dalhuizen heads the European and Central Asia desk at Amnesty.
Particularly after the opposition had really won a very big victory with its referendum, which the government had declared was non-official and illegal.
The detentions have fueled concerns about civil rights in Turkey in the wake of a year-long crackdown following an attempted coup.
That's the latest world news from VOA.